Hi friends, this is Joy. It's been a while. I don't think I've recorded for a few months now. And to those who have said, I've listened to all of yours, Joy, get back to it. Thank you for pushing me into doing this again. I do love doing it, talking to you, because I truly believe that I sense you close. I feel like you're washing the dishes or finally sitting down for a cup of coffee or tea, or just maybe you're driving and you have your phone next to you and you're just wanting some encouragement. Don't we all need that? It's just some time for ourselves and just be rejuvenated. As moms, I feel like some days, not all days, that's for sure, and I'm thank goodness for grace. I'm thankful not every day is hard and exhausting, right? Yesterday, I felt was very hard and exhausting as a mother. It was just one of those days. And I'm thankful today isn't. I'm really thankful. I'm sitting here with my cup of coffee. I have crab apples on the stovetop right now, simmering in some water, a big kettle of them that I plan to make probably crab apple jam. They're really not good for applesauce or anything else. They're smaller crab apples, almost like when you pick the stem, there's about five of them on there, kind of the size of Bing cherries. So I just usually make them in a jam so then we don't have to buy one more thing. My kids love it. Then, what else am I doing? Oh, I've just been doing gardening, catching up with canning, freezing, putting away all those things for the winter here in Minnesota. You know, the second nice weather comes, we're always saying, what do we need to get done before winter? Oh, we need to do this before winter. Get the tomatoes in before winter. Pick the apples before it gets cold. Like, everything is, you know, a timetable. Before the winter, before it gets cold. So I don't know where if you say it differently where you live, or that's just something that's always on our minds here is, oh, got to get this done before winter. Even if it's like May, we say that. I love living here. I love living here. I grew up here, and it's just in me. I'm a northern girl. So busy with animals. We have meat birds. We have a lot of them. I decided to raise more of them because, you know, the world. And I want my freezer full because if we need to feed our family, and well, not if we need to, when we need to feed our family of six, we can feed them, as well as if anybody else is needing to feed their family. I just felt really strongly if we could afford it at the time to buy more chicks to raise, to butcher more than we ever have for that reason. We usually have a crew out here. It's a really fun day. So the chicks are 5 weeks old right now, halfway through. 10 weeks we'll butcher, so that's early October. We'll butcher a bunch of them and have an all-day fun day. Music, drinks, just having a really good time. Food, anything but chicken. I made the mistake of making chicken one year. That was awful. Why would I do that? So I make sure to have like ground beef or hot dogs or something on the grill. Oh, funny, because usually after you get done butchered, you still don't want chicken for at least 2 to 3 weeks. And that's just normal. And then we hand out chickens to the crew, to the people that come and help. And these people just are friends. They want to come help for the sake of coming and helping. They don't need all those chickens in their freezer like we want. For our family, they just want a few. So we just want to make sure we're generous with those that are here, especially what's going on in the world, that food, you know? I do believe it's a real thing that food, there will be a shortage. I really do think. I mean, I think we can see it plain and clear. Maybe we can't see it in the grocery stores, right? Because we've never lived through the Great Depression. I have never been alive to see shelves empty. So if they talk about it, usually, first of all, if I didn't have the discernment, I would go, yeah, right, sure. But you know, if I believe deep down in my heart and I read God's word, where it says in the end times there will be famines, and not a lot of us want to hear this, right? Not a lot of us want to hear it. It's really not that comfortable to hear, to talk about it. But last time I checked, it's not supposed to be comfortable being a believer in Christ. We're supposed to put everything aside, right, to follow him. So we may be, we can suffer, we can, but we're suffering for Christ. It's all for him, ladies. So anyways, it's really important to stock up on food right now. I'm not going to put that lightly or say, hey, if you want to, you can, but you don't have to. I really have a strong urging. You need to stock up on food. So whether this is your first day or whether you've been stocking up for years, it could be a bag here and there of whatever you can get. You'll be happy that you did, because what I say to myself, as I sometimes second guess myself, do I really need to do this? I say, Joy, you're going to eat these raisins, aren't you? Maybe 3 months from now? Yeah, you are. Okay, then get the raisins, even if it's the fifth box. Really, I'm not putting away canned Spam. I don't ever eat Spam. So why would I put away Spam if I'm not going to eat it? You know, you're putting away the basics, the things that will last. I'm not putting away cantaloupe and watermelon. I'm putting away, you know, canned tomatoes, applesauce if I can. I'm putting away lentils. AzureStandard.com is a great place. Sorry. I do have a family, so if I get distracted just for a moment, it's because I have a bunch of kids. And I gotta make sure they're okay, and I have two dogs that like to chase after the kids, sometimes near the road. Okay, so that's my little talk on just, I do believe it, like, Sally Clarkson was a huge inspiration for me. I used to listen to her a lot. And just like with anything, it's kind of like the music, maybe podcast people. You kind of binge listen to somebody and then you take a break and go to somebody else because your ears just need to hear something else. It could actually be what the Lord is wanting you to hear too, what your heart needs to hear from that person. You move on and you go to the next person. Ranger! Come here. Ranger, come. I'm sitting out on my porch. So I just got to make sure the dog doesn't follow after the kids. But I like how Sally always says, I'm sitting here. My mailman just came and nope, I don't edit this podcast. And I don't either. Who has time for that? I surely don't. Okay, he's coming back. Okay, so I just wanted to read a little bit out of God's word because we need it now more than ever. You know, about 3 years ago, I could have said the same thing. We need this now more than ever. And it stays the same. We need this now more than ever. Ephesians 6. And the reason why we need this now more than ever is so we're not distracted by what the world is saying that we need. Or what the world is saying, just forget about it. Nothing's going on in the world. Everything will go back to normal. Don't worry. Absolutely not. It is not going back to normal. First of all, it was never normal to begin with, but maybe we got used to it. That normalcy of life that maybe it was a little bit easy. And now we're like, oh, okay, wow, this is a big shift. And then you start reading God's word, your Bible, and you start reading through Revelation and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, and you're saying, oh, wow, we're living the Bible. This is the end times. Oh, okay. So all of a sudden, things are shifting. And you know what? If this brings people back, if the world right now brings you guys back to the Bible, it's exactly what needs to happen. It's exactly what we need to go to if we go to anything. So Ephesians 6 talks about the whole armor of God. And right next to it, I wrote daily. That this is something that I felt like I've been struggling in and out of, not necessarily worry, but maybe anxiousness of what does tomorrow look like, Lord? What is it going to look like when we reject what the world is telling us to do, Lord? Will they come to our door? Will they take my kids? Will they take us? Will they kill us? What's going to happen? I'm scared. And then I look at God's word. And it says, Ephesians 6:10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Touch your skin right now. Touch your arm. We don't wrestle with that, you guys. But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand firm. Verse 14, stand therefore having fastened on the belt of truth. The truth is God's word. You're fastening that on. You wake up. That's on. You're putting on the breastplate of righteousness. And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. That is what I needed to hear the other day. When I read this, I went, oh Lord, that's what I needed. It's the shoes for my feet, what I'm putting on my feet so I can keep on walking. But when I walk, I am walking in peace in Jesus' name. I am walking in peace, and that is the only peace that we are ever going to feel is through God's word. Every step I take, it will be peace. And in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Ladies, it doesn't say, now if it happens to be that one day you may have flaming darts. No. It says, in all circumstances, today, right now, in all circumstances. Yesterday, I should have prayed this. Today, I'm going to pray this. And tomorrow, I just watched a YouTube channel. She goes, I say this with everything. Yah willing. Yah is God's name. Elohim's willing. The Lord's willing. If I'm willing, if it's his will that I live tomorrow. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. You put that shield up because those darts will come after you, whether they're coming after you right now, today, or tomorrow, but they will. And take the helmet of salvation, your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you put that helmet on because your salvation is secure in Christ. Salvation. So take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. The Spirit is capitalized. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So you're taking that sword up and it's the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert. Keep alert. Don't be passive. Don't be melancholy with your faith. Don't go, whatever. I don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of fired up Christians around here, and I don't know what their problem is, but it makes me uncomfortable, so I'm over here. I'm just going to hope it gets back to normal. Huh. No way. What, honey? I'm in the porch! I'm in the porch! Okay, we'll see if she comes. Keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. And also for me, the words may be given to me. This is Paul wrote Ephesians. Making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. Give us boldness, Lord, to proclaim the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Remember, Paul was chained, that I may declare boldly as I ought to speak. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, am I right? Ephesians 6:10 through 20, ladies, read it and be strengthened by that. That really helped me. It really helped me yesterday reading it and today, and if I read this tomorrow, it's going to help me. We really need to be in God's word. I don't want you to have melancholy faith. I don't want you to just go ho-hum every single day and not be prepared. We are supposed to be prepared because you know what? The Lord will come back at a time where the world is ugly. And we cannot fall away from our faith because we feel uncomfortable. You know? We can't. We can't because our home is not here. Our home is eternity. And we will wait for the second coming of the Lord. We will wait for Him. Whether we die for our faith, if we proclaim Him, whether we die because we're taken away. You know what? I was just listening to Who Holds Tomorrow. What is that song? I was just The Petersons. If you like bluesgrass. Oh, wow. I just absolutely love that band right now. It's a sibling kind of bluesgrassy strings band. The Petersons. I don't know. Something Who Holds Tomorrow. He holds tomorrow. So we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right? We could be gone in a moment, in a minute. We could be gone. Something could happen to us. But the Lord knows. And when I pray this every day, when I pray this daily, since I have it written next to the chapter, when I pray this daily, I'm not scared or worried because I know all I have is today. I don't know what holds tomorrow, but the Lord does. The Lord does. So we live today to the best we can, serving our Heavenly Father, being kind and gracious and loving and proclaiming the gospel, living the gospel. Step away from the world. Shut off the TV and the movies that are not honoring to Him. Shut off the music that's not honoring to Him. Make your life really simple. Really simple. If all the entertainment is turned off and it's really simple and it almost appears boring, you're probably doing it right because you don't have as many distractions. We need to spend time with Him, hear Him, be with Him, and read His holy word. Because He will come at a time, like they say, like the Bible says, like a thief in the night. God will crack open the heavens. The stars will fall. The stars will fall out of the sky. Can you imagine? Darkness will fall. Darkness will be here. And we don't need to fear. We don't need to fear anything. What a wonderful God we serve. Sometimes we need to be reminded that this isn't our home, don't we? It's not here. The reason why we're uncomfortable, upset, perturbed, irritated, this isn't our home. That's why. So put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6. Let me pray with you, and then I'm going to go because I got to stir my apples. It's been 18 minutes. I don't want them to burn on the bottom. Lord, thank you so much for every single one of these ladies listening. Lord, will you motivate us to read your word? Will you make us hunger deep inside of our souls to read your word every day and to put on the full armor of God? Help us be bold in our faith like Paul was. Even in chains, he was bold. That didn't shut his mouth from proclaiming your gospel. Help it not shut our mouth either that we live in this evil, dark world. Lord, Satan may be the world ruler of the world now, and acknowledging that is really good because we know in the end you win, Heavenly Father. Help us to be repentive if we need to repent of anything. Lord, I know the time is near that you will come. And I thank you that you are a real God that we serve and not some idol that isn't real. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen us, Lord. Help us not be passive or melancholy in our faith. Give us renewed courage and boldness and faith until the end of our days. They're marked. You know exactly when our last day is. So let us live in today without fear and worry in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord, for today and that we have today. We love you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Okay, ladies, I'm praying for you. Let me know if I can be praying for you. Bye.